在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
There was a foretaste of St. Patrick's Day revelry at a dinner dance held last Saturday in a vast Queens, New York catering hall. More than 500 Irish-Americans who traced their roots to County Mayo celebrated with visitors and well-wishers who had come from County Mayo itself to join in the fun. Among the luminaries gaily holding their own among the dancers was 83-year-old Mary Higgins Clark. The renowned author will be the Grand Marshal of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade. Clark says she is delighted to be celebrating her Celtic roots with her fellow Irish-Americans and adds that many of the 2 million or so New Yorkers lining Thursday's parade route will be Irish in a certain sense, too.
There's no question the sense of pride is the same. I mean, the people watching the parade, they're thinking their own ancestors. Most of them came the same way. They came in steerage. They were listed as laborers, and they built themselves up from the ground up. So I think, in a sense, everybody is Irish because everybody, or so many, are the child of immigrants, and they are seeing and watching the stories they heard themselves.
The story of the first great wave of Irish immigration to New York is not a happy one. Millions of Irish arrived here during the 19th century, many of them ancestors of those at this dinner dance. Many were seeking refuge from political or religious persecution. Others were fleeing the Great Famine of 1845 to 1852, when more than 1 million Irish died of starvation and disease. The immigrants met further hardship when they reached New York.
There was tremendous discrimination against them. Signs went up all over New York and Boston, no Irish need apply. And they were lampooned regularly in the press as idiots, as garbage, and so they needed to get together.
Brian O'Dwyer, chairman of the nonprofit Emerald Isle Immigration Center, explains that that experience sparked a deep involvement in local politics that continues to this day.
We learned very quickly that the only way that we could combat oppression is by being in and of ourselves part of the politics and making sure that we took part of the great American democracy. And that developed a whole brand new way of thinking by the Irish, as opposed to any other immigrant group before or since, that you needed to organize, you needed to be part of the fabric of American society quickly so that you could make your mark in America.
Indeed, Irish Americans have made their mark in areas as diverse as labor unions, popular culture, law enforcement, journalism, and finance. Famous Americans of Irish descent include John F. Kennedy and 8 other U.S. presidents, the writers F. Scott Fitzgerald and Flannery O'Connor, the industrialist Henry Ford, and boxing champions Jack Dempsey and Yankee Sullivan. Tighter U.S. visa restrictions and citizenship requirements introduced during the 1960s, as well as an improved economy in Ireland over the past decade, slowed the rate of Irish immigration from its 20th century peak. But the recent economic downturn has led to a new wave of Irish coming to New York, hoping to settle here. Emerald Isle Immigration Center Chairman Brian O'Dwyer says his organization helps thousands of Irish immigrants and would-be immigrants every year.
So we provide counseling, spiritual counseling, we provide employment counseling, we provide legal counseling, and we get them acclimated to New York City. They're here new. America is different from Ireland, different customs, different ways, and they're away from home for the first time. And it's our job to make sure that they're welcomed and that that transition is easy for them. What we tell them is that no matter what anybody's told you, people in New York love the Irish. And as long as you work hard, the sky's the limit, as it has been for many, many generations before.
The spirits of the Irish in New York, and other New Yorkers for that matter, will get a boost at Thursday's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade along Fifth Avenue. This is Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.